So
not
usually,
farm now, but it was.
Usually it was around Bloomington.
Well, I worked on a farm here in this county some up until I was pretty well grown. Then I went up in Clinton County, north by the state, worked up there 4 years. And I worked in Illinois 2 years, and I worked in Nebraska 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were born in Bloomington, weren't you?
Out east of town there.
Right out east of town.
Mm-hmm. 7-8 miles east of town.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where your people came from? From
my
before they came
people,
to Indiana?
My mother's people were Irish.
Came from Ireland?
Came from Virginia here, but then they originated in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
But my father's people, I don't know where they came from. Illinois here, but I don't know where they came from.
Don't know where they were.
Don't know where they were, what they were.
Before they went to Illinois.
I think they was mixed with the French or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But you know that they came to Indiana from Illinois.
Yeah, come to Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how long ago did they come to the state?
Well, my father come to this state.
Before the Civil War?
No. Mm-hmm. I haven't been that old. At least he'd have been pretty young. Well, he wasn't here too long before he was married, I don't think. He'd been married about 85 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brothers will be 82 this summer.
Mm-hmm.
He was married, so I was born in 44.
When you were growing up around Bloomington, you worked on a farm. What other kind of work did you do?
Well, I worked in timber a lot. My father was a timber man.
Mm-hmm.
We made cross ties and spokes and hubs and rails and cut wood.
No, you told me that after you were grown, you quit farming. What did you do after you quit farming?
Well, after I got married, I went to work in a furniture factory.
Here in Bloomington?
Charles Company.
Uh-huh. And you work in that all the rest of the time you worked?
I worked there right about 40 years. I went there in 1909, and I worked till 1953. 4 years that time, I worked at the university.
I see.
And I laid off over there, and I went to come over here. I was living here. I just went over there and went to work, and worked 4 years over there. And I got laid off over there, and I went back to the factory. I stayed there till.
And then you retired in 1953?
I quit in 1953, yes. I got sick in 1950 and was off for quite a while. And I got able to go back. I had an operation and I got able to go back to work. I went back, but I couldn't work every day. I'd work a day or two and then I'd have to lay off a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tired of that, so I went to them and told them I couldn't work all the time, I just quit. I quit the day before I was 75.
Well, by then you'd worked long enough anyway. I'd say. From 1909 to 1953. Plus you'd been working a long time before that, hadn't you?
Oh, I'd been working, but not there.
Uh-huh.
I come into work when I was 12 years old.